Good morning to you all. In our call to worship this morning, I want to begin a kind of a new series. We've been in the past several months going through the shorter books of the Bible, and we finished up 2 John just recently. And I want us to look at a series of calls to worship relative to you and I facing the pressures to conform to the age and standing up for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to bring to our attention over the next several weeks some of the characters of Scripture that were put in a spot. Were they going to compromise, or were they going to stand for the Lord Jesus Christ? And in many cases, these individuals had to pay the ultimate price for standing with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to deal with Stephen this morning from Acts chapter 6. In verse 8 it says, "And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the libertines." Isn't that interesting, that phrase, libertines, free from the law, basically is the idea that we don't have any authority over us. We're our own authority. We do our own things. Whatever we want to do, that's what's right. And that was the synagogue. That was the name of it. And they disputed with Stephen, with what he was preaching. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. In other words, as he communicated the word of God, it came across with the power of God's spirit. The authority of the word of God was manifested in wisdom, and they could not overcome that. So what do? They do what they always do. Notice, please. "Then they suborned men, which said, We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God." What does that mean? They hired people to lie. "Oh, well, we've heard him over here say these terrible, horrible things." And if you get enough people saying that, then who are people going to believe? Well, not all these people can be wrong. Have you ever been caught into that? All these people can't be wrong. Well, they could be. You know, if the devil's in the mix and he's stirring up things, it could be. "They suborned men which said, We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God. And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes and came upon him and caught him and brought him to the council." And then we have the account that's given of Stephen and his testimony before this council, preaching the word of God. And they were so angry that they all came upon him, the Bible says, and they stoned him. And there was a man that was standing there by the name of Saul who held the coats of them that killed. Now, what is my point this morning in our call to worship? You and I, as the age continues, are going to be called upon to take increasingly unpopular stands against the culture. What's happening in our nation today with the deterioration of marriage and the acceptance of anything and everything as marriage today, where in some states, five states have already said that men can marry men and women can marry women. In one state, if you want to marry your animal, you can do that as well. Now, these are all deteriorations from the truth of the Word of God. Genesis tells us that when God made Adam a helpmeet, he made him a woman. That was the helpmeet that God saw fit to give to the man. From his rib, he formed a woman, and they were joined together in holy matrimony. God conducted the first marriage ceremony. He wrote the vows for the marriage ceremony. And from that time, the attack, the onslaught of the devil has been against the truth of the authority of God in regard to marriage. And any type of authority that's exhibited is going to get the attacks of the devil. You and I, if we stand for what's right, are going to be called upon to pay an increasingly greater price. Now, do we have Stephens today? Do we have Stephens that will stand up whenever they rushed upon him and caught him and brought him before the council? Most people would have said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Wait a minute, I'll take back everything that I just said. I really didn't mean it. I was pressured into saying that." You know, that's what most people would do. "Oh, it's getting serious now. I don't think I want to go there." Listen, if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, then you love His Word. And if you love His Word, you obey His Word. And if you obey His Word, you are saying by that obedience that this is the authority in my heart and life. How else would we know about Jesus if it weren't for this book? Why are we gathered here today? Just so we can see each other? Absolutely not. We're gathering together around this precious book so that we might learn more about our Savior. We might learn more about His truth. That means that we are accepting something, that this book is authoritative, and that I'm willing to stand for it, even if it costs me my life. For Stephen, it cost him his life. And what a glorious death it was it not? His face shone, the Bible says, as an angel. What a testimony. As his spirit left his body and went into the presence of the Lord, he stood with the Lord Jesus Christ. And as a result, within a few chapters, we see that the man that held the coats is the man that God chooses to be his apostle to the Gentiles. Let me just say this. We better be teaching. We better be training ourselves in this precious book and the authority of this book, because as the days go on, you and I are going to be called upon to make some choices. Are we going to stand with God, or are we going to stand with the culture and where it's going? This culture is on its way to hell. It's very clear. It's on its way to hell. Are you going to stand with God, or are you going to stand with the culture that's going to be destroyed? God, give us grace and wisdom to love Him and not just say we do, but to prove it. How do you prove your love? How do you prove your love? Well, the Bible says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Follow and submit to my authority. It's very simply put in the Word of God. God, help us to exhibit that kind of love toward Him.